From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The White House is reacting to a leaked report on the Afghanistan war by saying the president still has not yet received a request for more troops from the Pentagon and that the situation is still being assessed. More from NPR's Don Gagne.
The report obtained by the Washington Post says the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan has told the White House that unless many more troops are sent in, then there's a chance that it will no longer be possible to defeat the insurgency in Afghanistan and that under-resourcing the war could lose it. President Obama is in New York for a climate change summit and for the opening session of the United Nations General Assembly later this week. On the flight to Albany, where Mr. Obama delivered a speech on the economy at a community college, his press secretary, Robert Gibbs, did not dispute the authenticity of the report, which the president received in August. Gibbs says the report itself does not include a specific troop request. All through last year's presidential campaign, Mr. Obama stressed that the Afghanistan war is one the U.S. must win. Don Gagne, NPR News, Albany, New York.
A Colorado man arrested as part of a far-reaching terrorism investigation will be detained in a federal detention center near Denver. But his father will be released later this week. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from outside the courthouse in Denver.
Both men were arrested Saturday and accused of lying to federal agents conducting a terrorism investigation. But it's clear the FBI is primarily interested in 24-year-old Najibullah Zazi. They want to know more about his role in an alleged plot to detonate explosives in the U.S. Zazi avoided his father's gaze as the two sat across from each other at the defendant's table. Both men appeared to wear the same clothes they were arrested in late Saturday. Zazi answered the judge's questions quietly, but never appeared nervous. The purpose of the hearing was to inform him of his rights. He answered the judge with simple yes or no answers, and that's all he said. The judge has called another hearing on Thursday, at which the government will have to argue in favor of continuing to hold Zazi. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Heavy rains in the southeastern U.S. are now being blamed for half a dozen deaths, including a toddler whose family's mobile home was split apart by a rain-swollen creek. Two Georgia motorists died when their car was swept off a drenched roadway. Meanwhile, officials say they're bracing for another line of thunderstorms that appear to be threatening the southeast. As much as 20 inches of rain has fallen in 3 days in parts of the metro Atlanta area. Computer maker Dell announced today it's agreed to buy technology services company Perot Systems. The $3.9 billion deal comes as Round Rock, Texas-based Dell looks to expand its operations beyond the PC business and compete more aggressively with rivals like Hewlett-Packard. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 41 points to close at 97.78. The Nasdaq rose 5 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 3 points today. This is NPR. Studies of the new swine flu vaccine the government hopes to have ready for distribution beginning next month show that in individuals 10 and older, just one shot protects from the virus. Younger children, however, will likely need two shots due to their less robust immune systems. Dr. Anthony Fauci is head of the National Institute of Health's Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. He says that's not all that much different from the way the regular seasonal flu acts.
In children, the 2009 H1N1 influenza vaccine is acting just like the seasonal flu vaccine.
Government says it plans to order upwards of 251 million doses of the swine flu vaccine for distribution in the U.S. Space Shuttle Discovery is back at Kennedy Space Center in Florida more than a week after it ended its latest mission with a landing in California. The shuttle was flown back to Kennedy on top of a modified 747. It landed just after noon today, as Judith Smeltzer reports from member station WMFE.
Despite showers and storms in the area, the 747 carrying Discovery glided to a smooth landing at Kennedy Space Center. The two aircraft had traveled 2,500 miles over 2 days to get to Florida from Edwards Air Force Base in California. Discovery landed at Edwards on September 11th. Bad weather near Kennedy Space Center prevented a Florida landing. The shuttle had spent almost 2 weeks in space and traveled more than 5.7 million miles on its mission to the International Space Station. NASA's next shuttle launch is scheduled for mid-November. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smeltzer in Orlando.
The New York-based Conference Board says its index of leading economic indicators designed to predict the direction of the economy 3 to 6 months down the road was up 0.6% last month. That follows a 0.9% gain in July. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.